T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think it's simply a matter of time. We've been in such a crisis mode for months, really a couple of years now, and it's been my estimation for at least 18 months now that this was inevitable, that the timing was not a matter of, a matter of if, it was more a matter of when. And so this isn't surprising to me. Hopefully it's going to be whenever Bishop Malone does exit, hopefully it'll be a moment of hope and healing for the good people of this diocese.
When Bishop Malone was at the Vatican a few weeks ago, we heard that initial report that his resignation was imminent. That was the quote that had come out. Obviously, it hasn't come out since then, and now we see this new report here. I mean, how much stock do you think we should take in this latest report that came out?
Well, and I was one of the ones 2 or 3 weeks ago who was saying that Christopher Lamb was, is a well-respected journalist. And I said on your air that I thought for sure he was serious, that he had some sort of intelligence on this, and that was valid. And I still would say that that's the case. And certainly there's no shortage of savvy Catholic journalists who have their back channels and have some sense of when this might unfold. But to my mind, the timing of it now is not nearly as important as the fact of it. It just simply needs to happen.
Yeah, and again, I want to preface this by saying that we haven't confirmed this. We've just reported that there's a report out there that says that the bishop would resign on Wednesday. But the bishop came out just a few weeks ago with that video statement saying basically he has no plans to go anywhere. And he recapped that trip that he had at the Holy See, and now we get this news. Do you think that either the bishop is being hypocritical, or do you think that he's just flat out lying?
Well, he certainly has a track record for both of those things. I think that probably when he was asked the question in Rome a couple of weeks ago, whether or not he was tendering his resignation, he made that very flat statement, very clear statement that no, there was no truth to that whatsoever. At that moment, there may not have been. He may not have put in his resignation at that point, and the Catholic intelligence, or whatever you want to call it, at that point may have been more a matter of the internal proceedings of the church and what would be coming down the pike under the initiative of Rome or the papal nuncio. I think it was more about that than it was Bishop Malone's intentions. I don't think he is resigning willingly. This is not his choice. This is being imposed upon him. And so for him to make that very clear denial of tendering his resignation a couple weeks ago is probably true.
And Jim, the last questions that I've got for you here is, if he resigns on Wednesday, what does it mean for the survivors, and what do you think it means for the Diocese of Buffalo as we get ready for the new year here?
There's been lots of hurt to go around, that's for sure. And we need the files of the diocese open to the light of day. And unfortunately, we've had to force that through the Child Victims Act. It hasn't happened because of Bishop Malone's willingness. He's done any of his revelations. He's been dragged along kicking and screaming. But obviously, the people in the pews, whether you take seriously the polling on this matter or not, it's clear that people are hurting over this, and we need a courageous and good shepherd in the diocese. But to my mind, the fact that this has been allowed to go on for decades suggests that there needs to also be a change of heart within the clergy of the Buffalo Diocese as well. I'm always very quick to say, because I know a lot of these men, there are very fine priests in this diocese, but there is also a culture of cover-up, I think, that has been supported by some of its priests historically. And so there's a lot that needs to change, and that won't happen with the appointment of an interim administrator, and it won't change immediately with the naming of a new bishop. And so I think the people of the diocese really, they know good priests when they see them, but we need more from the priests in terms of leadership, I think, in these matters.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.